On the Maimar of Achaydish Hazel Achem Tovshin Tezvav Mirla Sivav on page Kuf Yud Gimel Vahatam. So the Rebbe is explaining here in the Maimar two levels in the Eibishter's Toiv. There's one Pasuk that says Toiv Havaya Lakoil. Another Pasuk that says Toiv Havaya Lakoivav. So the difference is, based on what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Toiv Havaya Lakoil refers to the Hashpa that comes from the Eibishter into the world, B'chlal. Creation of the world b'chlal. Toiv Havaya L'Koivav. Koivav refers to the Avodah of Yidden, that hope to the Eibishter, that daven to the Eibishter. Through the Avodah of Yidden, you bring a revelation of Ein Sof into the world in a whole different way than the regular Hashpa that comes into the world. The Rebbe here connected this to something we learned in the winter in the Maim of Yitzchak Kislev, Bariches, about Yichud Pnimi of Chochmah and Bina. And the Yichud Chitzayni of Chochmah and Bina. I'm not going to go into this again, Bariches, but Bekitzer, the point that we learned then is, when you have a Yichud of two entities, the Yichud Chitzayni is where even after the Yichud, the two remain really separated from one another. They're really two entities. There's a certain Hashpa, there's a certain level of Hashpa from one to the other, but in essence, they remain separated. Chochmah and Bina, in a way, are opposites. We learned about before there in Maimah, the Rebbe says that Chochmah is Ayin and Bina is Yesh. In a Yichud Chitzayni, the Chochmah remains Ayin, the Bina remains Yesh. It's two separate entities. Not matter if the Maimah is separate, but there's just a certain Hashpa between them. Yichud Pnimi is when you have a Yichud between two entities that become one. The Yichud of Chochmah is revealed and so powerful that Bina gets elevated and included in what Chochmah is all about. Okay, here, the continuation, the Rebbe will explain what is the difference between the revelation that there is in the world through the Savas of Yesh Mayin and the revelation that there is to Neshamas Yisrael. So, now, both the revelation that is the source of creation and the revelation that there is in Neshamas Yisrael comes from Ein Sof, from a place which is higher than Ishtalshlus. That was the whole Akdama of the Maim here. The Rebbe explained that to say the Rishta Al-Shalos is Ilova Alol, that's a level where there's a limited Hashpa from one level to the next. But here, we're talking about an unlimited Hashpa, which comes out through the fact that there's a Hischatshus, that you create Yesh Ma'ayin. And also the Hashpa that comes through Neshamas Yisrael. So they're both drawing from a place which is Lamayla Mishta Al-Shalos, but nevertheless in the Oifin of how it's revealed in the world, it's completely different. Okay, so let's see the explanation for the difference here is. Batam sheyesh b'koyach haneshamas lahamshich or is it this that the neshamas have a koyach to bring the revelation of Ein Sof into the world? Yuvon apimashin is bar leel. So it's understood based on what we learned before about the creation of Yesh Ma'ayin, which is also drawing from a koyach of Toiv, of a place of Ein Sof. So what did we learn before? Hatam she'eshavus ha'yesh hiboifen shel helem. So before, we learned about the creation of Yesh Ma'ayin. Then in what oifen is this? The source that creates the Yesh has to be completely concealed of the new metzias, the new creation of the Yesh. L'fisha heshavus Yesh Ma'ayin eine boifen sha'ayin nasi Yesh. Yesh Ma'ayin means that it's not that the ayin is developing and there's a certain level of hashpa that's being transmitted from the place of the ayin to the place of the yesh. That's not called ayin and yesh. That's ilova alo, where you have a certain aspect of the source that's coming down to the next level. Kiyim rather sha ayin rak mahaves a yesh. The ayin, the source, is creating a yesh. Alachena ayin misalim a yesh. The only way the yesh could be created is when the ayin conceals itself from the yesh. That's the whole concept of Yesh. Yesh means that the truth of the Eibishter that's open and that's revealed in the Ayin is not open and revealed in the Yesh. That's the real Schachus of the Yesh. The Schachus of the Yesh is the very fact that it senses itself as an entity, which is only a result of the fact that the Elokus that's open and revealed and apparent on the level of Ayin is not revealed, is not there. So the only way that that's possible is if the Ayin, it's because of the Ayin being Milam itself, and therefore there's a Metzias of Yesh. So the Rebbe explains over here the various stages that there are for this Helam, in order that for the Yesh to be a Metzias. So Bahaino, what this means is as follows. Levad zayis, besides the fact, Shebetchila silik oirei agadol alatzad. When in Eitz Chaim, it speaks about, right in the beginning, it speaks about the first Tzimtzum, the Tzimtzum Arishin. So before Tzimtzum Arishin, the Lashon that it says there in Eitz Chaim is that Oyer Ein Sof was Mamala Makom Acholo. That entire space, so to speak, was filled all with Oyer Ein Sof. The only thing that was sensed there, which means all that was experienced, all that was revealed and was expressed, is Ein Sof, the truth, the bleak vol of the Eibishter. And then, Silek Oyer Gadol Alatzad. The first symptom is removing the Oyer of bleak vol to a side, meaning allowing there to be space for another entity other than just the experience and the feeling and the expression of the Eibishter. So this is the what makes it possible that there should bechlal be another Metzius that could emerge and see itself as something besides the, just being an expression of the Eibishter. That's the first level. So the Oyer that expresses who the Eibishter is, that's totally, that doesn't allow bechlal for any space, for any room, for anything other than the Eibishter. When that truth is fully expressed, then there's no haschala, there's no possibility bechlal for anything other than him. So the first level of tzimtzum is that to put aside, so to speak, to allow for another metzius to come into being. So therefore the Oyer of bli gvul, so here it's concealed to such a degree that it's referred to as the tzimtzum arishin is referred to as a siluk, totally removed. Even though in Chassidus, when it says siluk, siluk never means literally that it's removed, because the tzimtzum is shalei kipshutei, doesn't mean that it's removed from one place to another, or that it's not present, that it's not here, it's present. Elamai, there's an absolute helam. It's revealed, it's concealed, that is. It's concealed to the point that it's like it's got completely removed. What the first symptom accomplishes is that there should even be a possibility, a room bechlal for such a concept, that there should be another metzias that's not expressing fully who the Eibishter is. That's the first thing, you know, the tzimtzum arishin. But here, this is the tzimtzum arishin is before there's an actual hishabas of bria, of a creation. This is already a big hischatshus. The hischatshus after tzimtzum arishin is the fact that there can even be a fsharus, a possibility for something other than the Eibishter. That itself is already a huge chiddush. Mitzad the real bleak vol of the Eibishter, there's no nisinis makim b'chal, there's no fsharus b'chal for anything else. But then, there's another step. Even the level of Oyer that creates the Yesh, which the Rebbe said before, where that's what it says. It always says in Chassidus that the source of the Oyer that creates the Yesh, it comes from Malchus. Malchus is the source of creation. So even that Oyer that is the source for creating, in other words, we're talking about a level of Oyer, not the Oyer of before Tzimtzum Arisha, an Oyer that's bleak vol, that's here just to express who the Eibishter is. There's no nesinus makom for anything else. It can't create. It's not here to create a yesh. Adarav, the whole inyan of this Oyer is to reveal and express the Moir, the source. But over here, even regarding the Oyer that is after Tzimtzum, and therefore it's on a level where this Oyer is here to shine to something, to a metzius. On the level of this Oyer, there is a nesinus makom for a yesh, and therefore it creates the yesh. But how though? How does this Oyer create the Yesh? Hareyu misalama Yesh. The way the Oyer creates the Yesh is not by the Oyer just extending and developing into a Yesh. It's not what happens. The Oyer creates the Yesh, and it's misalam from the Yesh. The Oyer, it conceals itself, and that's how a Yesh can come into being. The Yesh is now a Metzius that doesn't express the Oyer at all. The Yesh is a Dova Chodesh. It's a new thing that wasn't in the Oyer Bechlal. Shezeu sha'ayin einin nasa Yesh. It's not that the ayin, the godly revelation, this power that there is in the Oyer, becomes developed into a more concrete and physical entity, that you could say that this physical entity, or whatever entity of Bria we're talking about, is just a development and an expression of the source. It's not an expression of the source. Ela hurak mahaves ayesh. It creates. Creates means it's new. A new metzius, where the source that creates it is concealed. The whole entire concept of Bria Yesh Ma'ayin is that the source remains in its world, and the Yesh is created as a complete new Metzius. So therefore, the entire existence of the Metzius of the Yesh is a Metzius of Helam. That's why the name of the Metzius of the world is Olam. Olam Meloshen Helam. The Helam of the world is not some kind of a aspect of the existence of the world or some kind of byproduct of the way the world is created, it defines the very metzius of the world, the very existence of a world that is created as a yesh, where it's created. The very fact that it's a created being, the taich of created, means is that the source is not expressed. There's when the source expresses itself into something, shines into something, and when the source creates something. When the Eibishter creates, the very concept of creation is that the source, the marker from where the creation comes from, is Behelem. It's totally concealed from the Yesh. That's the idea of Yesh Mayim.
Always?
Huh?
Always concealed?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a different Indian. That's already a dag of Giluyim. But over here, the Rebbe is talking about the Metzius of the Welt. So the point over here is, even though on one hand, we explained before, the whole Barich is Gedayla, that the Mokker of the creation, creating, Yesh Ma'ayin, has to come from a level of Ein Saif. Because we're not talking about a limited hashpa that's coming from one level to the next, like in say the Rishtal Shalos or in Ilva Alol. We're talking about an unlimited jump from Ayin to Yesh, and the Shayrish of such a creation has to come dafke from Ein Soif, Bekoyach Ein Soif, Betuvay Mechadish. But yet, here the point that Rebbe is saying is, but in what Eifen though does it create? The actual creation Bepoyel itself, what's the Inyan of the creation? What's the focus? What's the point there? The point is to create a Yesh which is not going to express the Ayin, which is not going to express the source. Ho Gufa is the whole Chiddush, the Koyach of the Eibishter, that he could create something new which is completely not him. In the Welt, there is no such a Metzius. The Welt is designed as a Metzius of what, for what it is. All you can do is you can take from that Metzius and develop it in one Eifen, develop it in another Eifen, and it could be expressed in different Eifanim, it could be formulated, developed. But there should be such a Musik that you can take some Metzius, a world, an entity that's on one level, on one reality, and that creates a yesh, a new metzias that does not at all express or develop the source. It's a meiridig, that's only a koyach laki. That's a koyach of Yesh Mayim. So on one hand, it comes from Ein Sof. But over here, though, the Rebbe is explaining, but what's with the actual Ishavas itself? The actual Ishavas itself, it doesn't express that Ein Sof. It's bekoyach Ein Sof, but its whole inyan is, the whole focus here is fakert, that the Ein Sof should be nis'alim, that there should be a new metzias, to create a new entity, that the Fetish does not express the Ein Sof. If it expresses the Ein Sof, it's not a Yesh. So therefore, this is the kind of hashpa that comes from Ein Sof with the greatest helm, with the greatest concealment. That's benigeya to the hashpa that there is in the Welt Bechlal. And this is related to the point that the Rebbe says before, this is the Yichud Chitzaini of Chachma and Bina. There is a hashpa from Chachma to Bina. But the hashpa from Chachma comes to Bina by even kazeh, that when the person is focusing on the Bina, the Chachma has to be nisalim. When a person is trying to figure out a Dvar Seichel, as long as the Nekudas, a Chachma, is shining very bright in his mind, he's like the Chachma, it says in Chassidus, you see the Nekuda, you see the Emes, it's so clear to you, you can't focus on Pratim. It's hard to start thinking to yourself to dissect and figure out details, because you don't see details. When you see the Nekudas HaEmes, so all the details is just one, it's one Vart, it's one Nekuda. You can't focus on details. In order to be able to focus on details, the Nekudas HaEmes of the Chachma has to be Mis'alem. And now you can start paying attention. All of a sudden, you start seeing in front of yourself, there's this detail, there's this detail. It's like when a person sees a story that happens in front of his eyes. You'll ask him right after he saw it, what did you see? He saw it, he didn't even necessarily chap all the details specifically of what he saw. That an hour later, he's going to have to repeat it to someone else that didn't see it. Here, you're going to have to all of a sudden start thinking, so what did I see? This detail, this happened first, this happened second. All of a sudden, you're going to yourself start realizing the details of what you saw. It's two different worlds. In the Yichud Chitzaini of Chachma and Bina, Chachma has to be Mis'alem. And then there could be a focus on the Bina. Then there could be a focus on the Metzius of the Pratim of the Bina. So the same thing also with creation. The Ayin has to be Mis'alim. And then there could be a Savas of a Yesh. This has been a gate to the creation, the Yichud Chitzaini of Chachma Bina, and been a gate to the creation of the world Bechlal that comes through this kind of Yichud Chitzaini. But now, however, then there's the Toiva Vay L'Koivav, the Ashpa of Ein Sof, that comes into the world through Yidin, which are Koivav, the Aveda of Yidin. So Val Pizei Yuvon, based on this, we'll understand Shakiv and Shenisham Mis Yisrael Mucholakim Mekol Anevraim. Yidden, their entire existence is different than the existence of all creations. Shebehem, abayre rak mahavis hanivra. Regarding everything else, the Eibishter creates. So the nivra is a yesh, it's a numitzius, which the source is concealed of it. Asha'enkem, b'shavis ha'neshamis, when it comes though to the creation of neshamis. So over here, the expression that it says in Chassidus about this is, shohalukuz gufe nase b'pchinas neshama. That the Eibishter himself is revealing himself, he's expressing himself in this neshama. Sometimes it actually says this lashon, but it says alukuz gufa nasa bepchinas nivra. Sometimes it uses that lashon regarding the neshama, because the neshama is also a metzias. The neshama is a metzias that has a certain defined metzias, has a personality, has seichel, has midas. The neshama becomes a metzias. Well, what is this metzias of the neshama? The metzias of the neshama expresses the source. Metzias of the neshama is not a yesh, it's not a nivra where the source is milam itself from this metzias. Adarabah, the whole inyan, the whole focus, the whole concept of the neshama is to express the truth of the Eibishter. So lekuz gufa becomes a metzias of a neshama. Yeah. This is the inyan of chelik alikami mal mamish. But the vart of chelik alikami mal mamish is expressing the source of the neshama, that it's a ben, you know, comes from the Eibishter's machshava, the way the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. Over here, what the Alter Rebbe is focusing on, or what the Vart, this comes from Biyurei Azaya. What it's focusing on over here is, even this aspect of the neshama, that is a metzias of a neshama, b'pchinas nivra, it has a certain defined metzias, but what is the metzias of the neshama consist of? It expresses the truth of the Eibishter. It's not, there's no helim here. The neshama is not a metzias of helam; it's a metzias, but a metzias that fully expresses the Eibishter. L'chein b'koyach haneshamis lahamshech esa'or shemisalem. So the koyach of the neshamis is the ein soif of the Eibishter, which is also the koyach and the source of creation. But in the welt, in order to create a metzias of a yesh, the way creation happens is b'derech helam, that the ayin is milam itself from the yesh. But by the neshamas, the source of the neshamas is from the same place of Ein Seif, but the Ein Seif is nizgala through the neshamas. And when we say here that the koyach of the neshama is to reveal the Ein Seif, which is behelim in the world, we're not only referring to that level of air that creates, which is the source of creation, as the Rebbe said before, this is already after Tzimtzum Rishon, the air that's mahave. It's not only that the neshama has the ability to reveal that level, even the air from before Tzimtzum, which is completely removed, in other words, totally concealed, in order for there to be even a possibility for any other besides the Eibishter. So the neshamas are expressed that as well. The neshamas reveal that as well. That's the way the toiv of the Eibishter comes out in a revealed fashion. Not to be Milam. The Eibishter is not Milam. Adarabah. In a neshama v'yid, the Eibishter is expressing himself. V'yideish and neshamas Yisrael. Megalamas ahelam shebehem. When the neshamas of Yidin reveal the hidden koyach that there is in their neshama, and the neshama v'yid, megalam gamas ahelam gam ba'ilam. Through a yid revealing the Eibishter, which is in his neshama, the koyach, the ein seif, which is in his neshama, you reveal this in the world as well. As it says, gamas ha'olam nasam b'libam. The entire world and everything that happens in the world at large is dependent and it's affected by the aveda in the heart of a yid, the neshama of a yid. The av sha'olam hum b'lashon helam. The name of the world is olam, which means that it's a concealment. As I mentioned before, if it's the name of the world, it means it's not just some kind of added feature to the world, some kind of aspect that the world happens to conceal a lukus. It's the very entity of what the metzias of the yesh is. Creation of yesh, by definition, means helam. Mekol mokim, but nevertheless, b'koyach ha'neshamis lifo shi'i begili. The power of the neshamis, through a neshama revealing the helam of the Eibishter, which is in his neshama, he reveals the emes of the koyach of Ein Seif, which is in the world itself. Because the emes is that the metzias of the world itself also draws its entire existence from Ein Seif. A yesh could only be created, yesh ma'ayin, b'koyach ha'ein seif. Elamai, it's created b'derech helem. That's the only way that the yesh comes into an existence. By neshamas of Yidden, the ein seif is nizgal in the neshama. when the aneshama of a yid is megala the ein sof which is in him, then he's able to. And how do you reveal it? As the Rebbe is going to be a mamshech here, you reveal it through the Torah and mitzvahs that you do with your interaction with the mitzvahs of the world. You take the chafetzim of the world and you mekayim Torah and mitzvahs. When a yid is mekayim Torah and mitzvahs in the mitzvahs of the world, you reveal the truth of the existence of the world itself. That the world itself also only exists b'koyach ha'ein saif. Yesh ma'ayin is also, it's not ilavalo, it's only b'koyach ha'ein saif. Elamayitz behelim, and that's the koyach that Ayid is megala through Teiru mitzvahs.
Here's one of the reasons that ha'ein saif is this alam from the yesh, is because else the yesh will be bottled.
Correct.
Okay, because
So how is it possible for a yid to be mamshach this in the world and the world shouldn't become bottled b'metzias? That's your question.
My main question is, if the neshama is a chelak alakam ha'amash and it's not the salam over there, so how could the guf be mechasa on the neshama? Because the neshama and the guf it should be bottled in gamri.
Yeah. One second. There's also even in the gate to the mitzias of the neshama, there also has to be a yiride and a hishtal shalos until the neshama comes down. And chassidus it says that what we say every morning, the shayish of the neshama is tahirihi. Then it goes throughout the barasa, the yitzarta, the nefachta, until at the neshama rebekirbi. The neshama also has to go through an entire seder hishtal shalos in order to be on a level where it could be blown into a physical guf. So there's also ishtalshlus and yiridis regarding neshamas, but it's in a different oifen though. It's in a different oifen though than the way it is when you get to the mitzias of the world. When you get to the mitzias of the world, the yiride and ishtalshlus is by oifen kazeh that every step is going away from the source, and every step is a helem to begin a new mitzias, which will not express the source. The entire inyan of creation, the musig of creation, is to disconnect. That's really what the Rebbe is saying here. Creation, the point of creation is let's disconnect from one reality and let's bring about a new mitzvah that's not going to express the source. That's what the point of the Tzimtzum is to accomplish there. There's also a Yirida and a Shtalshlus and Neshamas. We learned in the previous Maimah, there's five levels of the Neshamah. It starts with Yechida and you end up on the level of Nefesh. This is a big Yirida as well. But the point of the Yirida, though, is not to disconnect. Adarabah, the point of the Yirida is that the truth of the Neshama, which is fully expressed in Yechida, comes down and is expressed in a different oifen. It's expressed through the Maisa of the Neshama and the Nefesh of the Neshama. The Kavana of the Tzimtzum here is different. The Kavana of the Tzimtzum is to allow the Eibishter to come out in the Neshama in a specific inyan, in a limited inyan, which will be able to be handled by the guf. But what's the mechuvin here? What's the purpose here? To disconnect from the source? To create a new yesh? No. The mechuvin over here is that nekuda of emes, of the neshama, should shine through in an aspect of the neshama that could relate to the guf. So ultimately, even in the lowest level of the neshama, which is in the guf, it's connected. It's one metzias. The point of the entire shtal shlos is to express, not to disconnect. So it's a different inyan. So Elamai, of course, it's a big aveide by a yid, which has a neshama begof, and he only senses the lowest level of the neshama, the nefesh of the neshama, and a yid does Torah mitzvahs, and when you mekayim Torah mitzvahs, you connect back to the yechida, and you reveal the truth of what the neshama is, and by revealing that truth of the neshama, not only is there a gili to the person himself, but the chiddush here is, it also has an impact in the velt. That your megal, even though the whole mitzvahs of the velt is all about disconnecting from the source, but how gufa that it's here to disconnect is b'koyach ha'ein seif, that he's able to disconnect and create something which is disconnected from him. So ultimately, even that gufa is b'koyach ha'ein seif. Ayid in the mitzias of the world is megala that pnimius, not only of himself, but the pnimius of the mitzias of the world as well. That's in a koda there. Okay, this is all these inyanim, you know, this is Beirin Barichas about this, but that's in a koda.